Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Do you like the sound of your own voice, or if somebody were to impersonate you, would you be maybe surprised at their impersonation of you?
I don't necessarily like the sound of my own voice, but I definitely like what I have to say.
Oh, gosh. I hate the sound of my own voice, and I don't know. I would kind of be taken aback if somebody tried to impersonate me.
Mark Arum was filling in on WSB, the AM, he does a talk show, and he was on the air yesterday telling this story, which I'll allow him to tell you. He's telling this story to Judd Hickenbotham, and I'm involved.
In the 23 years that I've done this talk show, I've never once not done it in a baseball hat. Like, it's my pacifier, it's my Snuggie, it's my comfort blanket, and I was rushed out of the house this morning. I forgot to bring a hat. So I was panicked right now just before the show, and then Tad Lemire, my savior, my angel, was walking by, and I was like, "Tad, you have an extra hat?" He's like, "Why, man?" And I was like, "Well, I got to do the Von Hessler show. I don't have a hat. I can't do the show without." He's like, "You can have mine, man." And he gave me the hat off his head.
Wow. You know, he steals my creamer regularly.
He does.
In the break room, and yet he's going to give you his hat. That's nice of him.
This is Judd accuses Tad of stealing his creamer, and he goes, "I didn't take your blanket creamer, man." So thank you, Tad Lemire. Shout out to Tad and Drex in the morning show on B98, the best of the 80s, 90s, and today.
He's not wrong.
Are you kidding?
Oh, are you kidding, man?
All the stuff you need to know to start your day. It's Info to Go on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Scattered showers this afternoon. It'll become more widespread toward the evening and overnight. 67 for a high today. What's up, Kara?
Just a fun little reminder. If you plan on doing any kind of Black Friday shopping this weekend, and as the holidays get closer, the scam artists are on full alert. So Atlanta police are warning drivers not to leave their cars running or to leave any kind of key fob in the car at all. Make sure you lock your doors and stay vigilant. 70% of the car thefts that have happened this year have been because someone has left their key fob in the car.
I was going to say, that should be your advice year round. We shouldn't need special reminders not to leave your car running.
I know. But the crimes are ticking up, and the Atlanta police want everybody to make sure that they're being vigilant about this.
Well, Ted, you say like that should be an obvious thing. You know, it should be something you do year round. You know, they still print the instructions on the back of a shampoo bottle.
True.
For those types of people.
There are microwave instructions for Pop-Tarts.
Right.
Let's get a good feeling.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
So customers over at the Kroger on Wesley Chapel in Decatur got the surprise of a lifetime yesterday. It was like a real life supermarket sweep. A local group of entrepreneurs bought $40,000 worth of groceries for shoppers. Jason Lobdell was one of the five men who just wanted to bless as many people as they could.
We literally took over every register at the grocery store. And like one family would go, but they wouldn't cash them out. They'd just keep running it. So we just ran the cash register on all 12 aisles for 2 hours.
You said these guys were all entrepreneurs?
Local entrepreneurs, like, yes.
But have obviously done well.
Yeah. Apparently. Don't ask me what they do because I have no idea.
Next question.
If you knew you were getting your groceries paid for, is there one item like you would splurge for? Like, I'm definitely getting that one.
Oh, I'm going for the bacon, and I'm going for the, like, prime filet mignon cuts.
Yeah, you got to go for some pricey stuff. Why? What are you thinking?
Oh, I was just thinking about, like, all the Sky Miles points that those guys are getting. If they're cashing everybody out, the miles are just rolling in. You could go to platinum in a second.
Oh, because they're spending $40,000 on people, so they're putting it on their credit card and they're cashing in those miles.
And then
miles.
Usually at the grocery store, it's two times the miles.
Oh, gosh.
So why aren't you doing it, Drex?
Yeah.
Because I think I would swipe one family's and it'd be like, all right, there's your limit. And you're done.
Answer more questions than Kara. Grab a quick $100. But she won't make it easy. It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on
B98.5. By R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Mary in Peachtree City, hello.
Hello.
Would you please do us the favor and kick Kara out of the studio?
Goodbye, Kara.
See you, Mary. Good luck.
$100 is on the line. We're going to ask you five pop culture trivia questions while Kara stands outside the room. We're going to bring her back in, ask her the same questions. You get the $100 of her money if you can answer more correctly than Kara can, okay?
Okay.
Question one. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes says he puts this Heinz condiment on his Thanksgiving turkey and ham.
Ranch.
Heinz.
Ketchup.
Question two. Carol Baskin is accusing Jeff Lowe of trashing the Tiger King Zoo before she took it over earlier this year. Who's the currently incarcerated Tiger King?
Oh, my God.
Isn't his name the Tiger King?
Yeah, his name's
Joe. Yeah, I know his name.
Joe
Exotic.
Number three, The Weeknd claims he was snubbed on Grammy nominations because he refused to perform on the show. The word Grammy is short for what?
Grandmaster.
Number four, President Trump is retweeting Randy Quaid's pleas for a recount in Arizona. Randy's character in the Christmas Vacation movie?
Cousin.
Oh, we're giving her too much help.
Finally, number five, speaking of the Christmas Vacation movie, name the Griswolds' snooty neighbors. You're never going to get that. I don't know why you think this is a good question. It's just a hard question.
I can picture them. It's like the couple break their window.
Yeah, they break their window. They have names. Oh, yeah, for sure. All right. Mary in Peachtree City cruising around on her EasyGo RXV struggled this morning. Only got two right, Kara.
Okay.
And the crazy thing is Kara probably will get question five
right. For sure,
right?
For sure.
Same questions. Number one, Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes says he puts this Heinz condiment on his Thanksgiving turkey and ham.
Ketchup?
What kind of a monster puts ketchup on turkey? Patrick Mahomes. All right, Mary said that as well, 1-1.
Number two, Carol Baskins is accusing Jeff Lowe of trashing the Tiger King Zoo before she took it over earlier this year. Who's the currently incarcerated Tiger King?
Gosh, why can't I think of his name? I'm totally blanking.
Three, two. I'm marking you wrong. Joe Exotic.
Why
are you blanking on that? Mary's up 2-1 right now.
Number three, The Weeknd claims he was snubbed on Grammy nominations because he refused to perform at the show, which I totally get. They always give the award to the person who just performed. The word Grammy is short for what?
Gramophone.
Mary said Grandmaster. All right, you guys are now knotted up at two.
That's what my grandmother, we used to call her Grandmaster Flash. Number four, President Trump is retweeting Randy Quaid's pleas for a recount in Arizona. Randy's character in the Christmas Vacation movie?
Is the Cousin Eddie.
Is the right answer. Mary didn't have one. Kara's up 3-2.
Finally, greatest question ever. According to Drex, speaking of the Christmas Vacation movie, name the Griswold snooty neighbors.
Why is the carpet wet, Margot? I don't know, Todd.
Why is the carpet all wet, Todd?
I don't know.
Wow.
That's what we were looking for. Mary didn't have an answer. Final score is 4-2. Mary in Peachtree City, are you smarter than Kara?
Apparently not.
No. Kara, 914 wins and 32 losses.
Sorry, Mary.
B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now Tad, Drex, and Kara. I don't know if governors pardon people? Because I think that our relationship with Governor Brian Kemp is worth spending a little time on and nurturing. Governor Kemp joins us now on the phone. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Man, going good. Hope it'll be quiet the next few days.
It has been a tumultuous year and even more tumultuous month.
I've never looked forward to the new year like I have this. I know, right? 2020 behind us for sure.
Thanksgiving is different for a lot of us. You've asked us to do it differently. Everybody's asking us to do it differently. How's it going to be different at your house? Or are you going to pull a Governor Newsom? I'm just kidding.
No, after what we've been going through the last two or three weeks, I'm ready to socially distance myself at our house or at our farm. But, you know, we're just going to have a small family gathering with Marty and the girls and I. I don't even think my mom's coming over this year. We're very careful of her. She's in her 80s, and when she does come over, you know, we're outside. We're spreading out.
Speaking of Thanksgiving, Governor Kemp, I wonder, is there like a Kemp family flag football game or something that goes on during Thanksgiving at the Kemp house?
Dad, I will say the last several years that the girls have gotten a little older. You know, they're 21, 20, and 18 now, and we've gone out to the farm quite a bit on holidays like Thanksgiving or early Christmas and shoot some skeet. And so that's probably one of the traditions that we try to do, just to keep everybody outside a little bit, keep them moving around and have a different environment after we're cooped up in the house for a few days and everybody starts to fight and like normal things.
So wait a minute. Let's break this down here for a second, because I just realized you probably kept your house. Like, you have a house in Athens, and then you also have the governor's mansion. You didn't Airbnb your Athens house out while you were...
The governor's mansion is your house. I'm just...
Right. Right. Governor Kemp, you touched on the vaccine, which is coming, and we're all looking forward to that. Do you and General Cardin, with his perfect manly jawline, do you guys have like a distribution plan?
I can tell you that after we get through Thursday and Friday and the long weekend, we'll immediately start talking about the vaccine distribution a lot more than we are now, where it's going, how we're going to do it. One of the first things we're going to do is vaccinate the vaccinators to make sure that the healthcare workers that are taking care of COVID patients and vaccinating people are protected themselves and the most vulnerable, you know, the elderly and folks that are in our long-term care facilities.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people probably jumped the gun. They're like, oh, there's a vaccine coming. Now I can relax, and we cannot.
Let's go lick MARTA buses.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, it does give you hope, which is good for our economy and for confidence, and that's important, too, for livelihoods of our fellow Georgians, so I'm very cognizant of that, and I think that's a good thing, but we also got to be realistic with people that this ain't going to be done in a month. You know, it's going to take several months to do this.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Get some rest. We got a busy couple of months ahead of us, so...
Yeah, same here, guys. Thanks for having me on, and happy Thanksgiving.
Here's what's coming up next with Tad and Drax.
We get up to speed with everything that's happening with Kara's info to go in 10 minutes.
Single mom of two teens just got the surprise of a lifetime, and from a big celebrity, too. I'll tell you who it was and what happened in info to go.
It's Tad and Drax's info to go on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. So the weather... We got scattered showers for this afternoon, becoming more widespread toward this evening with a high of 67. If you're doing Thanksgiving outside, you might want to push it to the, you know, afternoon, middle of the afternoon. So we're going to have some rain around in the morning, but it'll clear out with some clouds and stuff, but no rain. That's for tomorrow. What's going on with you, Kara?
Taylor Swift fans know she's full of surprises, and she's got a crazy love of the number 13. So in her weird Taylor math, yesterday was November 24th. 24 minus 11 is 13. So she announced a little concert performance. The Long Pond studio sessions are out on Disney Plus. Taylor actually got a chance to perform the entire Folklore album with a few of her collaborators for the first time in person. Because, you know, she actually recorded this thing in isolation at home. So she did all this for Disney Plus. She goes through all 17 songs and gives the background stories. Looks pretty cool.
I knew you dancing in your Levi's drunk under a street light.
It's an album that allows you to feel your feelings, and it's a product of isolation. This could have been a time where I absolutely lost my mind. And instead, I think, you know, this album was like a real flotation device for both of us.
The real shocking part of this video, because I got to see a preview, is when Scooter Braun stops by for a cup of sugar.
Oh, gosh.
I love her play on 13. Just anything could be justified.
Anything.
Why didn't she release it tomorrow? Because that would be the 26th, and 13 plus 13 is 26.
You know, she has a beautiful mind. That's right.
Well, she probably didn't want to take away from Thanksgiving. You know, she doesn't like to steal too many people. Shot.
Where she has 13 turkeys.
Maybe. Let's get a good feeling.
Oh, sometimes.
'cause I get a good feeling. Yeah.
There's nothing like being home for the holidays, and that saying means even more to a Metro Atlanta mom this week. Shakira is a bus driver for Connect Douglas. She's also a single mom of two teens, and she's been a renter her whole life with big dreams of owning her own home. And those dreams became a reality this week through Habitat for Humanity of Northwest Metro Atlanta and NFL great Warwick Dunn. They gifted her with a brand new house, what? Decked out with furniture, completely stocked refrigerator, everything she needs. She was even gifted a $5,000 down payment from the Warwick Dunn Charity Foundation. So this makes her a homeowner for the very first time, and her family will finally have the security they had always hoped for.
Kara, you made a very funny statement off the air a couple of minutes ago saying that you would be nervous moving into a home built by Habitat for Humanity, and hear the reason.
Well, because I volunteered before, and I have no idea what I'm doing. Like, no clue. And I know that they've got qualified people on hand that are looking over and making sure that everything is being built properly for these homeowners.
Right.
But it's still, like, it made me a little nervous. I'm like, can I do something that's not super important? Can I paint or lay some pine straw?
Rest assured to this family, somebody's there to inspect the structural integrity of the Habitat for
Humanity. Kara, you can plug in all the batteries for the drills and make sure they got power, okay?
I'll totally do that.
Or just like me, anytime I help anybody out, they're like, why don't you hold the screws?
Here's what's coming up next with Tad and Drex.
All right, everybody knows this show really struggles with our parody songs. Like, none of us are very good, but Drex and I are usually the ones that trot our stuff out there. Well, that's all about to change.
Yes, I've got a little something special for all of you poor souls that have to cook and clean on Thanksgiving.
The question is, will Kara's parody song also be terrible? That will be answered in 10 minutes. B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now Tad and Drex Show. And Drex, Kara has a special little present for us.
I don't expect to win any awards here, but I did my own little parody song for Thanksgiving. Everybody who's cooking over the next couple of days for family.
Cannot wait.
This one's for you.
I cleaned, I cooked, the house looked good. They came, but nobody helped. They drank, they smoked while telling jokes. Someone let go a belch. Don't you ever say I didn't entertain. Your family is nuts. They are getting crude, yelling for some food like they're at Pizza Hut.
When do we eat?
I even bought a butterball. But no one really cared at all. They attacked it like Neanderthals. All you people do is pick out. Yeah, you pick out. I woke at dawn, cooked all day long, but no one thank me at all. They ate so quick, now as I sit, they run to go watch football. Your shirt is untucked, 'cause you ate too much. I am ready to drop. Dishes piled up high, as you scream for pie, you are ticking me off. I walked in with a butterball. It was like it was a free-for-all. Mashed potatoes dripping down the walls. All you people do is pick out. I even had a butterball. My God, I had a duck and crawl. There were greedy running down the hall. All you ever do is pick.
Wow. Epic.
The problem with that, Kara, is it's too good.
Okay. Have a very happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.